Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This sounds unnecessary, but then again, most of these are.
Yeah.
At Ripley's, believe it or not, they're going to try and break the record for the world's largest ball of human hair.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I could have helped you there. I collect
you still
a lot
can.
Of
it. Yeah. They're collecting hair for the project.
They do, who's putting it together?
That makes me want to
Ripley's.
Vomit.
Are they the hairball was dogged.
Are they
was,
packing it together to make it a thick hairball?
Or I guess, yeah. Well, if they want to make, if they want to break the record,
make
yeah.
a ball, I guess you have
or
to
Or is it
to
just
roll
hair
it.
Strewn about?
Yeah. The hairball was, well, it, then it's not a ball.
You're right.
Is it head hair or pube hair?
It's hair.
Okay.
The hairball was dubbed Hoss and sure. weighed in at 100 pounds in 2019.
Oh. Yeah, what are they? It's
the company reports that more than 1,000 Ripley's fans have contributed to the hairball, the current world record of a 167-pound hairball was set by a barber in Missouri.
How much lice
in 08.
Is right?
Oh, so he's just
a
sweeping
barber
up
just this
everybody's
makes,
hair.
This is like one of the grossest things I've ever heard. You'd think there'd have to be some sort of binding agent in there, something to make it actually form into a ball.
Aquanet.
Maybe.
Just sprayed all the outside of it.
What compels people to do this?
I don't know.
I realize there's a record, but it's also it's nasty. Right. You have a whole room just
nasty,
full of
right?
hair.
Yeah.
Ripley's asks them, and they hate to throw out that hair.
Not everyone has, I think, the aversion to hair that you seem to.
I mean, yeah, like a giant collection of it.
It's pretty nasty. Yes, I'm with Nick on that. Yeah, I'm not touching it. I'm not looking
no.
at it.
Yeah. What do they do when they're done with it? Burn it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then they
stink.
Show it off.
And it goes to hell.
It goes on tour?
Yeah.
Oh.
Check out the hairball.
Oh, no, they should light it up because it smells horrible.
Yeah.
You're right.
That'd be the worst smell.
You're right.
Yeah, I do have a diversion.
That like toenails, somebody collecting toenails, that kind of stuff. We are fingernails. Yeah.
You do not want to live downwind from the burning hairball.
No.
Oh, no.
That would be terrible.
Deadpool name.
Burning hairball.
Burning hairball.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, we just got an email from a guy named Jim, and I do remember seeing this. I think it was right around Thanksgiving. Steve-O did a like werewolf costume made of donated pubes.
Oh, I do remember that.
He like glued them all over his body.
Yeah.
Was it a jumpsuit, a sweater?
No, right onto the skin.
Oh.
Right onto the skin.
That's a great band name, too, the donated pubes.
He had like a bunch of fans for like the whole year send him
and the
pubes.
Rent to own horns.
Donated pubes to rent to own horns. Sorry to impugn the rent to own horns. He might leave Joe. We're leaving you, Joe. We're going to a band called the Donated Pubes. They pay better.
It looked pretty nasty.
That is nasty.
Because some of them were glued to his face and his forehead and things.
And people distinctly sent in nasty pubes, which, by the way, they are nasty. Unless they're freshly cleaned, it's going to be nasty.
Well, that's what he asked for.
Right.
He asked for
pubes. He got shaved, sweaty pubes sent to him.
Yep.
Or when you would ever feel clean again after that.
Oh, I know.
I'm guessing that ship sailed a long time ago for Steve-O.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm also guessing the rest of your hair isn't that clean either.
No, true. But pubes are worse.
Because you know where they've been.
Your head doesn't smell like your dink.
Might smell like mine.
You don't know that.
Most days it does.
We know the pube smell is not the smell you get on your head.
That depends on how your night went.
Well, sure, depending on where your head is all night. Yeah. I get that.
But if you remove the pubes and they're away from your ass for a certain amount of hours.
I mean, just in the, I'm at your crotch area with that pube smell.
I contend you probably couldn't tell the difference.
Okay, well, you do that.
One way to find out.
We'll have a hair sniffing contest, but Todd will judge.
Right, I mean, texture and all that. But
Todd's a pube sommelier.
It would have to be a blind taste test.
a pube sommelier. not bad.
He used to get his hand to waft the.
I sent some goat in there.
Salty. Those are buzzes.
Oh, he knows.
I suppose if you have a good nose.
Yeah.
Good, well, I sense a little ass in that. Those might be pubes.
That's an ass pube,
just
I believe.
A hint.
Ah. Enjoy your breakfast this morning in case you're firing that up right now.
I wonder if there's people that ever hear this and, like, just they're preparing breakfast and they're just like, nah, I'll stop.
We've gotten emails today.
Like that. That's not even the worst one. We've done worse stories than that right around breakfast.
We've gotten emails from people just like, well, I guess I'll try again at lunch.
Yeah.
And then some listen to it all and then bitch.
Yeah.
Like, turn it down for a second. Yeah. And now turn it back up.
You knew there was a good possibility we'd go somewhere like that. It's your fault for making breakfast.
Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thanksgiving coming up. The TSA has revealed what foods can be carried through security checkpoints. TSA says that, take your baked goods, take your fresh fruit and vegetables, take your gravy, take your turkey, take your stuffing
who's
and
flying
mac
with
and cheese.
Gravy? I get maybe a baked good, but who's flying with gravy?
It's fine.
I'd like to see somebody with about a 30-pound frozen turkey as a backpack.
That'd be funny. And it's frozen, too.
On his back.
I mean, I've never flown with gravy, but now that I know I can, I think
I'm
surprised
I might. You can. It's a liquid.
You got to have that in your checked baggage.
Oh, well, that's dangerous.
Gravy. You open up your baggage, gravy all over your pants.
And all your sauces have to go in the checked baggage as well.
All right.
Take your salad dressings.
Is that a band or an album name?
Which
Flying
one?
With Gravy.
Ooh, I think that's the album title.
I think it's the album title, too. Yeah. Right,
Take your pizzas, take your oils and vinegars and juices and your cheeses.
Right.
Your eggs.
You can't take too many of that. What's the... liquid limit.
This is underneath.
3.2
ounces?
Yeah, 3.4 ounces.
Check baggage. Yeah, you can,
It's sort of about like a casserole. Could you just walk on the plane with a casserole?
Yeah.
What if I put gravy in a...
And you pull the foil off on your tray and just dig into it while you're eating it?
Yeah, green bean casserole.
Want some green beans? Yeah, how you doing?
What if I use my
shit here?
My clear bag, if I put all the gravy in 3.4 ounce bottles and put it in there,
and
can I bring
it down
on?
During the trip?
Carry on gravy?
Yeah.
Take your
travel gravy.
Cheese, take your liquid chocolate, take your soups, take your yogurts.
Oh, I'll give you some yogurt.
Take your live lobsters.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
We got the pinchers. You know.
Carry on?
Yeah.
You can carry on a live lobster.
You got to check with the airline on that one. But with some of them, and certainly in your check bags.
Again, I don't know if I'm going to put a live lobster in my check bag.
Wouldn't the live lobster be a dead lobster by the time you got to wherever you're going?
It has to be transported in a clear plastic spill-proof container.
Oh. Don't spill me.
Yeah, but you're not going to... travel with a lobster.
Well, it's on the list. So
Somebody flying out of Maine. Somebody flying out of Maine said, "Hey, I got some lobsters for Thanksgiving. I'll bring them down with me." That's happened, I'm sure. Hey, why don't you ship them?
The old Thanksgiving lobster.
Well, you're going.
I know.
Yeah. Why not just take them
with you? That's right.
No, when I get older, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to travel all over the country with a lobster, and we're writing a book about it. Be my travelogue. Me and my lobster are going to go visit all the national parks.
Not a very clever euphemism.
No, me and my lobster.
Yeah. Damn it, I'm probably going to read the book.
I would have read it except for the National Park part.
Yeah. Well, we'll do other stuff, too.
Okay, good.
But
good.
Certainly that'll be part of the trip.
Good.
Can't pass those by.
No.
But your lobster will be lucky.
Yeah.
Got to come up with a clever name for the lobster.
Yeah, all the rest of these lobsters sucks for them because they're like, ooh, plane ride.
Right, right.
And then they're dead when they get there.
Yeah, the lobster you travel with might get a little nervous around, like, you know, Old Faithful.
Right.
The hot water thing.
How does a lobster live if nobody kills it?
Does anybody know?
That's a good point because, you know, in lobster areas, people fish for lobsters and that's how they make their living. But how long can a lobster live?
Well, let's check, shall we?
Without somebody killing it.
If you had a pet lobster, like every time you grilled a steak, you're like, man, you know what would go good with this steak?
Bill over here.
Yeah.
45 to 50 years in the wild.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's crazy.
He avoided this. He avoided the nets for 45 years. Yeah. He's a hero.
Although it says
here in Lobster Town,
determining the age is difficult. But they think
you cut it open and taste it.
45 to 50 years.
Right. Yeah. So if I get a pet lobster now, my kids are going to end up taking care of
it. Right, right. Yeah. You're making a commitment for somebody that's not in on this.
I am.
I think they'd end up eating that just after the Viking funeral.
Probably,
yeah.
We're going to cook it over the Viking funeral. What are you talking about?
Well, would it be massive at that point? Do they get, like, really big if they're that old?
I don't think they get any bigger.
No. Yeah, and are they any good if they're that big?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, because you read about the, you know, the
if we had a Maine affiliate, we could figure this out.
Right, the halibut that they catch, 400 pounds. They're old.
Yeah.
And
their
meat is mushy. Because they don't move around much.
Yeah. So
you
want
a 25, 30-pound.
That's what Zimmer's girlfriend said. You're old and your meat is mushy, but you coach the Vikings. So I'm all over you.
Yeah, that's the case with all big fish. You want, you know, smaller. Not really small.
Yeah.
Woman named Carly Bellmer going viral for a series of TikTok posts. Or she claims she accidentally mistook her Apple AirPod for ibuprofen, swallowed it whole.
Now, I don't know how big her ibuprofen is.
And
I've seen different generic brands that are white pills, but not as big as the AirPods.
Yeah.
She said she was crawling into bed, had her ibuprofen 800.
That's still big, but not as big
still
as
big.
Those.
In one hand, and her effing iPod, her left ear pod,
what's her
left earbud in the other.
What's her
first name is Carly.
She's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
She's chicken her ears now for ibuprofen.
I can't hear you. She zoomed in with ibuprofen in her ears. Hey, you can't hear me because you got ibuprofen. Ah, damn it.
And everybody else on the call
swallowed my AirPods.
Everybody else on the call was not surprised that she did that.
That's what I do at the gym when I don't want anyone to talk to me. I put ibuprofen in my ears. It's the universal sign of don't talk to me.
Little pills hanging out of your ears. She's just dumb.
She popped what she thought was the pill in her mouth and quickly flushed it down with a swig of water. Then she realized that it was not the ibuprofen. She tried puking it, and it wouldn't come out.
Did somebody call her poop later on?
She said that TikTok had removed her video from their platform several times before the app ultimately deemed it permissible. In a follow-up post, she assured inquiring minds that an X-ray examination confirmed that the AirPod had finally exited her stomach.
And now it's in the intestines now. We're just waiting.
And they're rounded, so they'll probably go right through.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, they don't know where it is. They figured it was just gone by, she says, by the natural way.
She pooped and didn't strain her
poop.
She
said she did not retrieve it, but she knows that it is past. She knows that it was in her stomach and it no longer is.
Those things aren't cheap, so I think I'd be filtering.
Yeah, a couple $100.
Yeah, I'm pumping.
And she may not want it now.
I'm pooping into a sieve.
Right?
It's probably just time for new AirPods.
Oh, that
you can wash them off.
Oh, his bud's got some history.
While it was still in there, she sent her friend a voice memo that the AirPod, which was apparently still connected to her iPhone, audibly transmitted from inside her belly.
Yeah.
She showed her tummy audio in another post in February. Another guy nearly choked after accidentally swallowing his iPod or AirPod while he was sleeping.
Well, he fell asleep and rolled on it. I get something like that.
Take out your
earbuds. That's dumb, too. It's not a conscious decision.
Yeah, I keep a couple of ibuprofen on the side when I'm drinking.
In your ears?
No, they're on the bed, and you just reach over, and I don't keep my iPods there. Probably for that reason.
I'm surprised it was still connected to her phone.
Yeah.
That's how you could know. You wouldn't even know. Well, because you'd think if it was like submerged in a turd, it might make it harder for the phone to pick up on the signal.
That's how good they are.
Well, you'd think the stomach acid would do something.
That's how good that Bluetooth technology is.
There you go.
It penetrates feces.
I'm just picturing Tom the treadmill with two big pills hanging out of his ears. Walking backwards. Don't talk to me. Actually, nobody will.
No.
Guy's got pills hanging out of his ears. Don't talk to
me. It's a natural deterrent.